If you've ever tried running AI models in JavaScript, you know the pain. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 178. I'm here with Boon, and today we're diving into Transformers JS V4, a preview that just hit NPM after nearly a year in development.
And Izzo, this isn't just another version bump. They've completely rewritten the web GPU runtime in C++. We're talking about running GPT OSS 20B at 60 tokens per second on an M4 Pro.
Right? That's production-ready performance. But let's start with why this matters right now. Every product team I talk to wants to run AI locally. Privacy, latency, cost. But JavaScript has always been the slow kid in the AI playground.
Exactly. And the fragmentation was brutal. Different runtimes, different performance characteristics. You'd write for the browser, then rewrite for Node. Transformers .js V4 solves that with one code base that runs everywhere.
So walk me through what they actually built here, Boon. This new web GPU runtime, what makes it different?
They partnered with the ONNX runtime team to build this thing from scratch in C++. The key insight was leveraging specialized operators like com.microsoft, group query attention, and com.microsoft, mat, mul, and bits, instead of generic matrix operations.
Hold on. Say that again about the BERT speedup?
4 times faster by switching to com.microsoft multi-head attention. That's not marginal improvement. That's architectural advantage. They're using the GPU the way it was designed to be used.
From a product perspective, this is huge. You can now cache the WASM files locally and run completely offline after the initial download. That's a game changer for enterprise deployments.
And they didn't just focus on performance. The architecture overhaul is equally impressive. They moved from a single 8,000-line models.js file to a proper modular structure using PNPM workspaces.
8,000 lines in one file? That's technical debt nightmare fuel.
Right. Now it's split into focused modules with clear separation between core logic and model-specific implementations. Plus, they migrated from Webpack to SBuild. Build times went from 2 seconds to 200 milliseconds.
10x improvement. And bundle sizes dropped by 10% across the board, with their web build shrinking by 53%. That translates directly to faster user experiences.
But here's what really caught my attention. The standalone tokenizers library, they extracted all the tokenization logic into a separate package that's just 8.8 kilobytes, zipped with zero dependencies.
That's smart product strategy. Teams that just need tokenization don't have to pull in the entire ML runtime. Clean separation of concerns.
And it's fully type safe. Works across all JavaScript runtimes. The API is clean too. You fetch the tokenizer config from Hugging Face Hub, create a tokenizer instance, and you're tokenizing text in 3 lines of code.
What about the new model architectures? I saw they added support for Mamba and mixture of experts.
That's where the specialized operators really shine. They implemented multi-head latent attention, state space models, MoE, all running with web GPU acceleration, models like GPT OSS, Chatterbox, even some of the newer hybrid architectures.
And these all run in the browser?
Yep. Same code, same performance characteristics, whether you're in Chrome, Node, Bun, or Dino. That's the promise of this new runtime architecture.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The performance gains are real. The architecture cleanup was overdue. And the developer experience improvements are substantial.
Agreed. My only hesitation is that it's still in preview, but they're publishing regular updates under the next tag, so you can start experimenting now.
So what should listeners go build with this?
First, install it. NPM install Hugging Face, Transformers, yeah, next. Then try the standalone tokenizers library for any text processing pipeline you're building. It's tiny and works everywhere.
Second, if you're doing embeddings, benchmark the new BERT performance against your current setup. That 4x speedup could change your product economics.
And third, This is definitely going on my weekend project list. Try running one of their new MoE models locally. The fact that you can run a 20B parameter model at 60 tokens per second in JavaScript is still kind of mind-blowing.
The examples repository is separate now, so check that out for real implementation patterns. This feels like the moment JavaScript AI went from proof of concept to production ready.